Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good Sunday morning, and welcome to Hot Topics, a presentation of Hot 99.5's Community Affairs Department on Duval's only R&B. Here's Julie Morgan.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Julie Morgan. Mosquito season. Are you ready for it? The bloodsuckers carry many diseases, and one of them we heard a lot about last year, Zika. What are some of the symptoms of the common diseases carried by mosquitoes, and how can you stay safe? Today I'm joined by Ellen Dugan. She's an epidemiologist with the Florida Department of Health right here in Duval County. Ellen, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Let's talk about mosquitoes. Those bloodsuckers, I tell you. What diseases are associated with mosquitoes?
Well, good question. There's a variety of diseases associated with mosquitoes, which we call mosquito-borne illnesses in public health. And they're usually, of course, they're transmitted through the bite of a mosquito of a virus or a parasite is usually the cause. And the illness can range from mild to severe. And some of the most common ones you may have heard of are malaria and dengue, West Nile virus, and Zika, of course, sounds familiar.
Absolutely. And some of those sound really scary. Malaria, for example, is one. But what are some of the diseases that we have to really contend with here in our area?
Yeah, good question. Luckily, some of the most common illnesses that cause disease internationally are not what we call endemic in Florida. So that means that our mosquitoes don't have those parasites or viruses. What we do need to think about in Duval County and in Florida is Eastern equine encephalitis and St. Louis encephalitis. However, those are relatively rare, as well as West Nile virus.
So let's talk about West Nile virus. That's probably one that people have heard of before. What exactly is it?
Sure, that's a good question. So West Nile virus, you may have heard about it, especially in Duval County, because there was an outbreak, which would be an increase in the number of people ill in about 2011 and 2012 with West Nile virus. And so it's in the majority of people, it's a relatively mild illness, kind of like fevers, cough, headache, things like that. But about 1 in 5 people can... one in five people do develop those symptoms and then can cause more severe illness in in less than 1%.
Now, some of the symptoms that you just mentioned, they mirror other diseases. Am I right?
Yes, that's correct.
So how do you know?
That's a good question. We do a lot of laboratory testing. So the way that you can, you know, it's kind of like a puzzle. You say, well, what kinds of information do we have? We know symptoms, and then were they exposed to any mosquitoes during the time where we think they could have gotten ill, and then we can do laboratory testing based off of that to determine what the actual infection was.
Okay, so you're putting the pieces of the puzzle together in order to get to that diagnosis.
Yes.
Alrighty. Another one that you mentioned, you said two different types of encephalitis, am I right?
Yes.
What is encephalitis?
That's a good question. It's a very clinical term. And in public health, we look more at the larger, you know, we look at all the pieces of the puzzle and put them together. Encephalitis is fluid in the brain specifically, but that's just the name of the virus. Like I said, that kind of symptom usually happens in more severe cases. We've had, as for Eastern equine encephalitis and St. Louis encephalitis, we've had about one case reported each year for the past 5 or 10 years. So not to say the risk isn't there, but it's not of huge concern. West Nile virus, we also see about two or three cases reported each year. But we still do recommend to use some mosquito-borne prevention disease techniques, such as wearing long sleeves and mosquito repellent, such things like that we can go into later.
Absolutely. Let's talk more about those diseases, though. Zika. Mm-hmm. That's a scary one that really came on the scene. Is it last year?
That's a good question. So the history of Zika, it's been around for centuries. First discovered in Uganda in the Zika forest. However, the reason that we know about Zika now is because there was an outbreak in Brazil starting in about 2015. And an outbreak, we mean an increase in the number of people with disease. So that spread because of globalization across Americas. And we learned more about it because of Zika in, you know, Miami and areas around the United States.
Zika, we know it's a disease. How does it affect us?
Sure. So Zika is similar to some of the other diseases I talked about, where the vast majority of people don't have any symptoms. And if they do have symptoms, they're relatively mild. Fever, joint pain, and headache, things like that, that kind of seem like a lot of other diseases. However, with Zika, what we most focus on at the Florida Department of Health in Duval County is pregnant women. Because as you've heard of, there's some severe birth defects associated with Zika infection.
Can we talk about those birth defects?
Sure. You know, the research is still going on to determine what percent of, so if you're a pregnant woman and you contract Zika, what's the chance that you're going to have some of these birth defects, which include microcephaly, that's a smaller head size, and neurological issues. We still don't know, you know, what the chance of these kinds of events happening, but we're learning as we collect information.
Hot 99.5, keeping you up to date with what's happening in the community. This is Hot Topics on Hot 99.5.
One of the things that you brought me today is a little kit. And the kit is about mosquitoes, and it includes different things like Zika and sex.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the things in the kit is a condom.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, well, on this particular program today, we're not talking about sexually transmitted infections per se. So why a condom?
That's a good question. Zika is the first vector-borne illness we know of that can be transmitted sexually. So that's why we do talk about, especially because it's the most severe outcomes from the disease we see in infants born from women that were infected. That's why we promote protection, using protection methods, either the partner or the pregnant woman when traveling to these areas of concern.
So is Florida an area of concern?
That's a story, you know, that we've been developing and learning about throughout the past year and a half. Florida does have the mosquito present that can harbor the virus. So we have the potential for Zika to be here. However, what we call local transmission would be the mosquitoes in your area having that virus and therefore being able to transmit it to you. All over Florida, no local transmission except in a few areas, as you've heard, Miami. So that means that people have traveled abroad, contracted Zika. Maybe they didn't have any symptoms, so they didn't know they had it. Came back, and then our local mosquitoes bit them and were able to pass it along to others that did not travel. However, all of our outbreaks ended in the fall of 2016 in Miami. There was a few small spots, so those are of less concern, but we are moving into mosquito season now, and that concern is notable.
Where are some of the other areas that are a concern for where these mosquitoes are located?
In the U.S., are you discussing internationally?
Internationally.
Okay. You can find a list, and that's a very good point, because if you are yourself or your partner considering becoming pregnant, the Centers for Disease Control which is the main agency that follows diseases, recommends strongly not to travel if you are planning on becoming pregnant or your partner. And you can find those areas on their website. That does include most of South America and Africa and some parts in America, Samoa, and Puerto Rico area. However, the best way to prevent yourself from infection is to use the mosquito-borne techniques. So essentially, if you don't get bit, you can't get the disease. So if you wear mosquito repellent and you wear long clothing when traveling to these areas, your risk is much decreased.
Now, we were talking earlier and you were talking about how important prevention is to mm-hmm. you. So when we're talking about prevention, you mentioned longer clothing, so long sleeves, long pants, also a repellent with DEET in it as
yes.
well.
Mm-hmm.
That goes to prevention. But then someone may say, but it's summertime. How am I supposed to do that? What are some of the other things that we can do, say, around our home so we can prevent mosquitoes from really setting up shop there?
Yeah, good question. So mosquitoes can actually breed in as little as a bottle's cap worth of water. So that's standing water, barely any of it, and that's a perfect, especially during the summer when the temperatures are ripe, they love it. So they can set up shop, you know, if you've got anything, even plants that collect water, rainwater, in the containers around your house. So draining those once a week, just kind of dumping out that water if the plant doesn't use all of it, or tires, anything else that can collect water around your house will be a great way to keep you from getting bit.
All right. So that's something that we can do around our home. Mm. Any other tips that you have to prevent us from getting these mosquito-borne illnesses?
Sure. Another important note is to have screens on your windows. And so anytime you're indoors, staying in the air conditioning is also useful. And if you'd like to open the windows, then having those screens there to protect the mosquitoes from entering.
So screens on our windows, possibly also keeping the windows closed. That would be also good, just in case something gets through there anyway.
Well, it's summer in Florida, so.
And then also, like you said, making sure that there is no standing water in the area. And since it rains in Florida, in Jacksonville, seems like every single afternoon, right around 3 or 4, it just has to happen. Mm. It's something that you should definitely stay on top of and do every day.
Yes, of course. And another very interesting fact about mosquitoes is they can lay dormant. The eggs can lay dormant for about 8 months. So, for example, if you had mosquito eggs in, say, bottle caps, for example, or something outdoors last summer, the eggs, without receiving any of the right conditions to hatch, they could still hang out for another 8 months. And then this year, once they get that temperature increase and they get that water, they can start breeding. Within a week, they'll hatch and proliferate. So that's a very good reason to make sure you clean up those areas and get all that standing water, either cover or drain.
So this is something that we should really stay on top of year round, not just in the spring and summertime.
Correct, yes.
That's quite interesting. So what is the Department of Health doing to prevent and monitor mosquito-borne illnesses?
We collect information yearly on what illnesses are circulating, and we educate, such as distributing these packets for Zika virus. Anyone can call into the Department of Health and get information about risk and ways to protect themselves, as well as visit our website to find that information.
Where can they go online to find that information?
Well, in general Google search, you can look up the Florida Department of Health in Duval County, and we have everything arranged by topic, or you can call our main line, which would be there as well on the website.
Awesome. Anything else you'd like to add?
I would just would like to stress the importance of, as we move into mosquito-borne season, which is now, using that mosquito repellent, long sleeves, drain and cover any standing water, and to think about risks when traveling to areas with mosquito-borne illness, and you can find that information online.
One of the things you just mentioned, mosquito season. When is that?
Well, it depends. In South Florida, mosquito season is essentially year-round. Up here in the Panhandle, when temperatures decrease, there's less of a chance for mosquito breeding. There's no exact art, essentially, to mosquito season. But we also do have a strong relationship here at the health department with the mosquito control division of Jacksonville, and so they can address any mosquito complaints in the area.
And whenever they address those mosquito complaints, it's something, since you have a direct relationship with them, it's something that you guys start to keep an eye on as well. So you can notice if there's any patterns, if there's an outbreak of something.
Yes, correct. They let us know. We let them know. Say we've got someone with West Nile virus. Like I said, that's uncommon, but still possible. Then we would let mosquito control know, and they go out to that area. Since there's, we believe that the mosquitoes in that area may have that virus, and they will spray locally. That's a great way that we connect with that group to help protect the community.
Sounds good. Ellen, thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
And thank you as well for joining us this morning on Hot Topics. We'll see you next week. Have a great Sunday, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Hot Topics on Hot 99.5. Hot Topics is a presentation of Hot 99.5's Community Affairs Department. For more information about the program you just heard, visit myhot995.com, then click on Hot Cares. And join us again next Sunday morning at 6:30 a.m. for another edition of Hot Topics on Duval's only R&B, the new Hot 99.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.